In today's episode, I want to talk about the deep squat and not just going to the gym, just the squat that we used to do as a kid, or if you have kids right now, watching them play and when they pick things up, they do this deep squat and how. And this can be beneficial for your overall well-being and especially your gut health. Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high-quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. So this topic seems almost simplistic when you start to think about it, but yet it's one of those things that really most people do not do, especially in Western society. Now, if you look at different parts of the world, and we will talk about this a little bit later, they still do the deep squat, which is typically why they have less health issues. Now, I'm not going to say by just doing a squat and doing these deep squats, this is going to just cure everything, and nothing's ever going to cure everything. There's going to be multiple factors that are going to play into all this. But the fact that you haven't been doing this really is going to show why there actually are health benefits to this and why you should start doing this. And again, how to implement this in if you haven't done a deep squat in such a long time. Because like I said in the beginning of this episode, when we were kids, this was something we used to do all the time. Whereas now most people do a lot of sitting, laying down. They don't really work their body as much as they should be doing. So in the pursuit of the optimal health, we often overlook the simple yet profound movements that have been ingrained in our physiological since childhood. Among these is the deep squat, a position that holds potential to not only enhance the physical mobility, but also promote gut health and overall well-being. Despite its natural inclinations in early life, many of us abandon its beneficial posture as we age. So we are going to explore the benefits of the deep squat, how to reintegrate it into our daily lives, and the cornerstone for the gut health. So we call this the forgotten squat. I mean, you can call it many other things, but I always call it the forgotten squat. And the reason why is because most people have forgotten about it. But cast your mind back to childhood, and you're likely to recall effortlessly dropping into a deep squat position while playing or exploring the world around you. Children have a remarkable capacity for squatting effortlessly, transitioning from a standing to a squatting and back up without a second thought. However, as we grow older and adopt more sedentary lifestyle, this innate ability tends to fade into obscurity. And the reason why I started thinking about this was watching my son play outside the other day, and just seeing how natural he was able to do this. And again, it wasn't even something he had to put much effort into, and he could even hold it for a while if he really needed to, whereas I tried it and I felt like I was going to fall over immediately, which made me think about how I've not done this in such a long time. So the health benefits of a deep squat, let's jump into that then. The enhanced digestive health. So one of the main things I wanted to look at this and why I thought this was interesting is the health of our digestive system and how it can help with that. So a deep squat can facilitate smoother digestion by optimizing the alignment of the colon, promoting regular bowel movements, and potentially reducing the risk of constipation. The position also engages the core muscles, which can aid in digestion and support overall gut health. So if you are someone that has been having issues with constipation, this is one of the things you can easily start doing any time of the day and see if this can actually help you out, because by doing this, again, you're going to align that colon back where it should be and things should move hopefully a little bit smoother for you and help you out. On top of that, though, the improved mobility and flexibility that comes with this, regular deep squatting can enhance hip mobility, flexibility, and overall range of motion. By maintaining functional movement patterns, individuals can mitigate stiffness and discomfort that may impede physical activity and digestive process. So again, you're going to be able to move better and actually feel better. You're also going to improve your pelvic floor strength. The deep squat position strengthens the pelvic floor muscles, which are vital for maintaining bowel and bladder control. Strengthening these muscles can help prevent issues such as inconsistency, contribute to better gut health. And I personally never thought about this, but this was one of the issues I was dealing with when I was super sick with my UC, was my pelvic floor and how weak it was, because I really didn't have much control of these muscles. As time has gone on, I've worked these muscles more and more and have gotten better and stronger at this. But if you are someone that has been noticing issues with this, this is another area that you can definitely improve with a deep squat to help your pelvic floor, which again, this has massive implications and how it can help you out. We probably should do an entire episode on just the pelvic floor and the muscles and how important they are. But today we're just kind of glossing over just a little bit. So I do apologize for that. But really, that is a very important subject that we will talk about in a future episode. And lastly, the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system. Deep squatting stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, promoting relaxation and facilitating digestion. By incorporating this posture into daily routines, individuals can create a conducive environment for optimal gut function and overall well-being. So these are multiple things that really can help your overall health. So you're probably wondering then, how can I do this? How do I start? Where do I even begin? And like I said, we are going to be talking about that. So first off, you do want to start slow. If you're new to the deep squatting or haven't done it in a very long time, which I'm assuming most of the people listening to this probably have not, you want to begin gradually. Start by holding onto a stable surface or for support using props like a yoga block to ease into position. Over time, aim to increase your comfort and stability into the squat. So you can use like a door frame if you really want to. If you have, say, a table, something along those lines, these things will actually help you out get lower into that deep squat. Now, granted, if you haven't done a while, you probably aren't going to get as deep as you want to go, and that's totally fine. You definitely want to start slow at this. You also want to focus on your form, though. By paying attention to your form to ensure proper alignment and prevent injuries, keep your feet flat on the ground with knees tracking over toes and your back straight. Engage your core muscles and relax in the squat, allowing your hips to sink down towards your heels. This is very important because if you're not going to do this properly, you can definitely lead to other injuries. So again, watch some videos on this and see how to do this. You should also incorporate this into regular practice as well. So integrating deep squats into your daily routine by incorporating into your activities such as gardening, playing with your kids, or even watching TV. Again, just taking some time, just doing a deep squat each and every day, gradually increasing the duration as the comfort mobility improves. So what you can do is just have a little timer and just constantly count how long you're doing. So if you do a deep squat for 10 seconds, have the timer going for 10 seconds. And throughout the day, you can track how long you've actually been doing it. Typically, you want to do about 20-ish minutes, give or take. I mean, if you can do longer, that's great. But you, again, you want to build up to those 20 minutes. So maybe in the first couple of weeks, you're only able doing a minute or two, but still, that's going to be better than not doing it at all. And lastly, you should listen to your body. Now, respect your body's limitations. We all have limitations, and to avoid pushing yourself too hard, if you experience discomfort or pain, ease of the squat and consult your healthcare professionals if necessary. And again, ease into all this, like I said early on, but also ease out of it as well. Don't feel like you have to stand up as quickly as possible. So therefore, again, you can help yourself out. Now, I'm going to have a link at the end of this episode to show us and everything. There's a pad that you can actually get on Amazon. I definitely recommend if you are going to start doing some squats, you can utilize this pad. You can actually see different styles, forms, and footwork that you can do with this pad. It actually has traces for your foot. And this, again, can help you do different squats because one squat might be easier than another squat. Again, you want to try to get that deep squat as deep as possible. But like I said, you want to ease into it and have the proper alignment. And this pad itself will actually help you, again, stabilize where your feet should be. So again, that will be in the show notes at the end of this episode. In conclusion, though, what I do want to talk about here is in the world dominated by sedentary lifestyles and modern conveniences, the deep squat stands as a testament to the enduring wisdom of our innate movement patterns. By embracing this natural posture, we not only reconnect with our primal roots, but also unlock a myriad of health benefits, including improving digestion, enhanced mobility, and strengthening pelvic floor muscles, which again goes a long way to help us out with our gut health and our overall health as well. Let's reclaim the deep squat as a cornerstone of our daily routines, cultivating not only physical well-being, but also fostering a deeper connection with our body and the world around us. So that is what I have today in this episode. I really hope you enjoyed this one. If you did, make sure to give this a 5-star rating. Share with anyone that you think will like this episode. And if you have not, I highly recommend you go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com, where we have articles like this as well. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, where we send it out about once every couple months. We may add a little bit more here and there, just kind of giving you our tidbits on gut health, what you can do, any of the programs we offer, and along with any things I highly recommend, and even books, articles I've been reading, so you can get all that information as well. Just go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com, sign up with a newsletter, and you will get that information when we send those out. But as always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.